Music auction is live now at WJFFradio.org, and our big annual music sale is Saturday, November 30th in Liberty.
We are proud, proud to serve. To serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier. To serve abroad, when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
You need information you can trust about what's going on in the world, and also stories of hope that make difficult news days easier to bear. Hear it all weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Radio Catskill, your NPR station. WJFF Jeffersonville. Broadcasting from our studios in Liberty, New York, this is Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. This week's episode will be a little dive into the sprawling scene in 1970s Germany, where young musicians were rebelling against the pop music of their childhoods and were fusing together some pretty wildly different influences. With James Brown at one end of the spectrum and the modern classical composer Karlheinz Stockhausen on the other, and a whole lot of synthesizers and psychedelia in between. So this scene of musicians got called kosmische Musik, or cosmic music, and also the more reductive but definitely catchier term krautrock. So this will be one of those episodes where my pronunciations will be all over the map, so bear with me there. Okay, so I'm going to start off with the band Neu and their track Für Immer. That was Cluster and Brian Eno with the track D-Bunja. Up at the top of the show, I played the band Noi and their track Fur Immer from their 1973 album Noi 2. So Noi was a duo made up of Michael Rother and Klaus Dinger, two multi-instrumentalists who were early members of Kraftwerk before starting their own project. And Dinger's drumming is definitely one of the defining sounds of this whole German scene. And you can hear his influence all over more modern music. And Michael Rother was also a part of a project called Harmonia, which was a collaboration between himself and Hans-Joachim Rodelius and Dieter Möbius from the band Cluster. And so we heard from both of those projects next. First up was Harmonia with Deluxe, the title track off their 1975 album. And second was Cluster with Zum Wohl off of their 1976 album Soi So So. And that brings us back to the track D-Bunja from the 1977 collaborative album by Cluster with Brian Eno, appropriately titled Cluster and Eno. And we'll hear one more track from that album right after this short break.
This week on Science Friday, 50 years ago this week, scientists discovered Lucy.
I had no idea that she would be the most famous skeleton found in the 20th century.
Plus, we're taking a bite out of food science, from growing the humble potato to new advances in plant-based meat. That's on Science Friday from WNYC Studios.
Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
The Radio Catskill Music Auction is live, online. Bid now on exclusive once-in-a-lifetime experiences, like a private recording session at the Party Farm in Roscoe, tickets to the world-renowned New York City Ballet, plus VIP tickets to see Wilco at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Don't miss your chance to get your hands on these incredible items and experiences. Place your bids now at WJFFradio.org before it's too late.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I'm focusing on the German scene, often called Krautrock, for this episode, and I have another track from the collaborative album by the German duo Cluster and the English guy who does everything, Brian Eno. This one is called Ho Renomo, and it also features Holger Tschuke from the band Can on bass.
Thank you.
All right, that was Harmonia with Watusi. And I started the second half of the show off with the track Ho Renomo from the 1977 collaborative album Cluster and Eno, featuring the duo known as Cluster alongside Brian Eno. And then we heard Just Cluster, no Eno, with their track Rosa off of the 1974 album Zuckerzeit. I mentioned in the first half of the show that the members of Cluster were also part of a project called Harmonia alongside the musician Michael Rother. And so we heard another one of their tracks next. This one was called Watusi and is off of their 1974 debut album called Musik von Harmonia. And I also mentioned that Michael Rother was an early member of Kraftwerk and a founding member of the duo Neu alongside Klaus Dinger. And so to complete this palindromic playlist, here's one more song by Neu, this time off of their 1972 self-titled debut album, and it's called Weissensee. Okay, thanks for listening. A reminder that if you ever want to reach out, you can get me at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Works Office Solutions, located right on Main Street in Jeffersonville, New York. A newly renovated pet-friendly office space that rents by the day, week, or month, with hot desks, sound-insulated rooms, Wi-Fi, modern amenities, and 24-hour secure access. Online at jeffworksjayville.com. And from The Cooperage Project, thecooperageproject.org. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
In the middle school cafeteria, Tai Toshiro always sat with his equally nerdy buddies.
The socially awkward kids who were the furthest thing from cool.
And he often wondered,
why am I so socially awkward and what am I going to do about that?
Now Tai is a psychologist and expert on awkwardness, and he has some answers. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Friday afternoon at 1 on Radio Cats.